Welcome back to another episode of Mind Your Body. And this one is another awesome one where I interview Kim Anderson, who just finished my Let Love In program with my top level embodiment coach and dance therapist, Sarah Haddo. Kim has such a beautiful way of sharing and describing her experiences, transforming her relationship anxiety through my dance movement therapy program. And the way that she shares the process and her breakthroughs and these huge shifts in the relationship with herself and the one with her partner and beyond is just so inspiring. And I'm so happy to share that with you today. And if you do resonate with Kim's story and you've tried also years, decades, 20 years or more of different therapies trying to heal your trauma and rewire your nervous system, and it's causing you to push away your partner, to sabotage your relationships, then Let Love In may be the program for you. It is a 3-month program where you finally heal the trauma stored in your body in a way that truly lasts, so that you're able to enjoy healthy, lasting love and really take it in without second guessing yourself, without feeling like you have to hide, and just generally in life, feeling and expressing unapologetically you as you soften into the most amazing version of yourself. If you are interested, if this resonates with you, then doors to Let Love In are officially open, and they are open until July 31st. Enrollment is by application only, so I will leave a link to the page in the episode show notes. And when you go to that page, you'll see all of the details, all of the information, and you'll also see a few call to actions to book a relationship review to apply. This is a free and obligation-free call with me to assess if you are a good fit for the program. And if you are, I will gladly and happily invite you in, where you can accept or not, and you can take this step if it feels right for you. So we do have to meet first. And if you would like the chance at doing this program as soon as possible, like if you know this is an urgent matter, it's really impacting your relationship, really impacting your quality of life, then I encourage you to apply now. And if you do book your call by July 23rd, you will get early bird pricing and a customized payment plan. So we don't have to meet before July 23rd, but if you submit your booking, your appointment by July 23rd, and we still meet after, you will still get access to the early bird pricing if you decide to join the program. This is all written out on the page. So if that was confusing, you'll see it all laid out on the page as well. Again, I'm going to leave the link in the show notes, but if you want to make it easy, it's just auritecrude.com. Go to services, go to Let Love In, and the information is all there. All right. So I hope you enjoy and feel moved by Kim's story, as I know I have. And I hope that you know you deserve to be able to let healthy, lasting love in.
This is Mind Your Body, a dance movement therapy perspective on the integration of our emotional, cognitive, physical, and spiritual aspects of our being into one more aware and whole existence.
Can you first describe what your life was like and how you were feeling in your relationship before doing Let Love In?
Absolutely. So when I came to this program, I had relationship anxiety. It stemmed from a lot of trauma in my childhood and prior relationships. And on a daily basis, I would just feel unsettled in my body, anxious, on guard. I would not be able to trust very well. I was always worried something was going to happen and the other shoe would drop. So, and I really lived in my head a lot. And it was to a point where I know I needed help, and I'd already gone to talk therapy off and on for 20 years. And I understood why I was experiencing what I was, but I didn't know how to correct it.
Right. So Yeah, so then we met, we chatted, and you signed up for Let Love In. Actually, I think I want to ask if you could describe maybe more specifically how it impacted your relationship as a whole as well.
Before the mm-hmm. program?
Yeah.
I just didn't feel present. I just felt like I know that my boyfriend loves me, but I just couldn't fully feel it and believe it. And it would make me sad. And I would always be wondering, does he really love me? Am I good enough for him? Do I deserve this? And it just felt like I was trying to make myself believe it. And it just wasn't coming naturally. And all I wanted to do was enjoy my relationship, just have fun. And I feel like I was more serious and more guarded and more, I was on my head, and then I would really pay attention to every word that would come out of my mouth because I didn't want to screw up. I didn't want to say the wrong thing. I didn't want to get rejected. So I figured if I could be as well put together as possible on the outside, then it's going to cut down the chances that he's going to run away.
Yeah. So
it was a lot of pressure.
Yeah. Gotcha. So you said you had been in talk therapy for on and off for 20 years. What was the movement like for you to finally get into this space of working through your relationship anxiety and your old trauma through movement?
It was hard to put in words. Right from the first session, we just were supposed to organically let our bodies move. I didn't know what to do. And honestly, I was a little skeptical. Nothing had worked to this point. So I'm like, okay, well, I'll try it. And then this powerful thing happened right from the start at our very first session. I closed my eyes and I just let my mind go. And I started moving my shoulders like this. And then they started getting like jerky, intense. And then all of a sudden I heard like in my head, it's not your fault. And it brought me right back to when I was 11 years old and my parents got divorced. And that's when the first major trauma hit my body and my nervous system. So it brought me right back to the beginning. I started crying, but I let myself cry, even though I was embarrassed, but I let myself cry. And from that very beginning, my nervous system calmed down from like a 10 out of 10 to probably like a 5 or a 4. And it's never gone back. Mm-hmm. And it just keeps getting better. So, you know, I'm a believer because I can feel it. I would be out in the world after that and I would get triggered. And then I knew I was getting triggered, but I wouldn't get that huge, like, really strong rush and body reaction and butterflies and all this just really intense. It wasn't like that at all anymore. So of course I wanted more. I couldn't wait for the next session.
That was all just in the first session that you're
just that was just the first session. It was a major release, a major breakthrough. I mean, I'm not sure how other ladies experience it, but I truly did have a major shift in the first session. And then everything just kept building on top of it each session, you know, and I'm still growing and I'm still continuing this journey.
Yeah. Yeah, you are. So what, I don't know if you would identify that as your biggest breakthrough, but my next question is, what was your biggest breakthrough in the program?
Ooh, there's a few. I didn't have any set expectations as far as writing up a list and ticking it off. Like I have to deal with this trauma and this trauma and this trauma that like I would have in talk therapy, but just naturally all these things started just coming up. I didn't pick the timing, but a lot of the trauma, it would just come up and I would move through it. And the timing of everything was just beautiful in the group with the therapist and the other person who was in this program. And I feel like one of the major breakthroughs was just learning that, you know, I never trusted myself and I didn't realize that. I always projected it out thinking, well, I can't trust them because of XYZ. When in reality, and it's understandable, but I've never trusted myself. And so one of the major breakthroughs was realizing I need to trust myself in order to trust others. The second cognitive breakthrough captured through movement was that I need to love myself fully so that I can actually feel the love from others. Mm-hmm. They were trying, but there was a barrier. And it makes me sad to know that that's happened like my whole life, but I can feel it now. I feel things differently and it's beautiful. And then one more thing at the end, I had this explosive breakthrough that I did not see coming. And it was, there was this old trauma of childhood sexual abuse that was just roaming in my body. And after doing all the healing work that I have, or I had been doing for weeks, in week 11, my grandfather was passing away, all these things getting stirred up with that side of the family. And then I realized that there's a loose end in my life that is really holding me back, that's painful, and that has contributed to my anxiety. Absolutely. A strong, strong contributor. And I had never reported my stepdad's sexual abuse because I was too scared. At 18, I tried to, but he threatened me and I got scared. And then I ran away. I ran in the Navy and I just started my life and tried to forget about it. So all of a sudden I could feel it in my body and it was so powerful. And I said, yep, it's time. I do not fear him anymore. I am strong. I am confident. I know what I need. He needs to be held accountable and I'm going to do this and I am going to report him. So that was huge for me in my life.
Yeah. I imagine just saying it out loud here too.
I get goosebumps when I'm talking about it right now.
Yeah. I can feel the hugeness of that. It is huge. And these things, you know, I kind of like the breakthroughs that you had, which I know it's so hard to describe on a body movement level. And they're things that I say all the time to the community, right? Like to love yourself first, or you have to trust yourself first. And what is, I don't know if you can describe this because it's such a body felt experience, but I'm sure you've heard those words many times before, right? And there was a difference once you felt it in your body. So did it come with any certain movement, or can you identify how you actually started believing this with your body?
Yes, for me personally, I don't remember a specific movement. I feel like cumulatively, as I would do movements each week in the group, that there'd be little pieces of trust that would build and then build and then build, because what was happening in the relationship was I was being seen and accepted and loved. And so then I was coming out of hiding, and then I could feel, okay, I can trust myself to be myself in front of others now. And then I could also feel the love coming back. Just as I was giving the other ladies love, I was receiving love. And it was authentic, it was genuine, and I could feel it. And so in my body, when I would move, I would just feel that emotion, and it kind of just really started to settle in my bones. And now that my mind and body are connected, I believe it. I feel it and I can believe it. That's the difference. Before, it was all up here. Oh, self-love, love yourself, trust yourself, yada, yada, yada. And it's like, yeah, I heard it, mm-hmm. but I could never attain it until I started moving my body. But again, it wasn't one movement. It was cumulative over the course of the program.
Thanks for sharing that. So can you tell us how your relationship with your partner changed as you were going through the program and where you're at right now?
Yes. So my partner is amazing and he supported me from day one. I was nervous, but he said, yeah, whatever you need to do, I'm there with you. So that gave me the freedom to just jump into this program. He has seen me cry more times in 3 months than he has in almost 3 years. So to answer your question, I've been able to be so much more vulnerable. Like, I was so scared to show that vulnerable, imperfect side of myself. I never want to come across as like too much or high maintenance. I had all these, you know, labels in my head. If I'm this way, then he's going to think that, which are made up stories, but that's what was my reality in my mind. And so when each time I was able to cry a little or explain a little bit to him of what I was going through and how I was healing, and his support, then again, that encouraged me to continue to stay present with my body, which I'm happy to report I'm getting really good at that. Mm-hmm. I'm pretty much present most of the time, even if it feels yucky and it can feel very uncomfortable sometimes. The other night I've been down because my grandfather passed, and I just was a wet dish rag and I just couldn't stop crying. And I just felt really low and down and low energy. And in the past, I would have just tried to like go in my room or the bathroom and hide until I can, you know, oh, come on, you know, let's go and put on a smile and try to just pretend it's okay, when in reality it's not. And it's okay to not be okay. And so because of my vulnerability, our connection has gotten stronger. We've definitely built more of an stronger emotional connection, which I'm very grateful of. And I think he likes to see me a little bit more outspoken and more confident and more relaxed, and I'm having more fun too.
Nice. Awesome. Thanks for sharing that. And you touched a little bit on this too, how has the relationship with yourself changed?
Huge. I had so many doubts about myself before, so many pressures, self-imposed, you know, look a certain way, act a certain way. But internally, oh, but I'm not good enough. So I would always kind of like fail my own standard. And then I would go to bed, I'm not good enough. And then the self-love, I was always trying to like reach for, and I could just never get there. And now my relationship with myself is, I'm really settled and comfortable in my skin. My anxiety has gone down in vast amounts. I barely have it anymore. And I'm able to really think about and be decisive more. I get really excited about this huge space that the anxiety used to take up. Now I can like learn more about myself and just live my life on my terms. So yeah, I trust myself. I have self-love. It's completely transformed my internal world and actually how I present myself in the world now.
Wow. I'm gonna cry. That's so beautiful. Like, imagining that you were living with this crippling anxiety for so long, and it's like, it's dissolved. It's hardly there anymore. And I love the way you described all of this new space, or all this space.
Yeah. I was trapped and now I can just be me.
Yeah. That's beautiful. Ah, that was really touching. What was your favorite part of the process?
The live sessions. I loved the live sessions. I mean, the whole program is amazing. However, my favorite was the live sessions because of the connection that we formed between the therapist, myself, and the other person that was in there. And we really were tight-knit. We even named ourselves the Three Musketeers. And we just were able to walk through so many life events, really, throughout this process, because even as we're healing together, there's still stuff coming up in real time in our lives, struggles or celebrations. So we were able to just either cry together or celebrate together, a lot of times in the same session. But I loved the connection. I loved the genuine love and care that was just shared between the three of us. And that was super comforting and healing.
Awesome. How would you describe the session? Like, how would you describe the process to someone who's asking you, like, what did you do? What happened?
So when we first start the session, we just will chat a little bit, you know, how are you doing? Kind of break the ice. How'd your week go? And cognitive, just chatting and following up questions, you know, over the week, just checking in, making sure that we're all right. And inevitably things would come up. Well, this is what I'm going through. And then the other lady would say, well, this is what I've experienced. And then most times, only one time out of all the sessions was anything ever planned. And I think that's such a benefit, because who knows where where you're going to be each week, each session. You don't know ahead of time what the struggles are going to be. So then Sarah would come up with some movement that would directly impact whatever situation we were currently going through. And coincidentally, a lot of times me and the other lady, our feelings really intersecting. So for example, we both felt like we were on a roller coaster one week. And so we did all these movements, fast, slow. And it just gets your nervous system used to the speed of things and how you can feel like you're on a roller coaster, but at the end, you can slow it down. And then you can gain more control. And then the beautiful thing that happens is your nervous system catches up to that. So you're moving your body and then your nervous system is learning, okay, all right, I'm feeling this. And then next time in the real world, involuntarily, something will come up that's like, oh, wow, this is a lot right now. But your body is already like, okay, no, it's okay. It's a roller coaster, but we're going to work through this. I gotcha. This is good. So, and then at the end, you know, we just go through the next steps and what to focus on in the next week or two, depending on where we're at in the program. And after that, Sarah will do a summary, which I love the summaries, because then I could go back and reflect. And then she would come up with some home plays that we could do between our sessions with videos. So that was super helpful.
Awesome. I love hearing you retell, like, I created the program, so of course I know what the, well, I mean, I can never know what happened in your session. Like, as long as I've done this work, I can never know what really happened between you and the group. I wasn't there. But I love hearing you kind of tell it back and from your perspective. And that it's so aligned with the way I share it with others. So that's really cool. What would you say, last question, I think, what would you say to somebody who is considering doing the program, but is having some questions or doubts or not sure it's the right step for them?
Don't wait another minute. Really. I'm so thankful that I went through this program now at my age, but, you know, if I could turn back time and do this when I was younger and save myself a lot of the anxiety and pain that I had gone through, I wish I could, but I can't. So I'm taking advantage of it now. But I want to strongly encourage any woman that, you know, suffers anxiety, trauma, just things that haunt them, that to truly heal, it does take work through the body. I am the biggest testimony to that. I've done over 20 years of talk therapy, And I've never, ever been able to heal myself until now. And it is an investment, but this investment is priceless. There's no amount that you can put on this program. So yes, I think that, you know, you're going to be nervous, maybe a little. That's normal. I was too, but just trust me, just jump in. You will not regret it. You are going to be smiling and crying like I am almost right now, just at the end, because it's completely nothing short of a miracle. So do it.
Awesome. Thank you. Do you think there's anything in particular? Like, I wonder if someone listening or watching this is like, yeah, but you're different. You could do it. Me, I couldn't. Like, did you have any of that where you could feel like, I don't know if that's gonna, I know you shared a little bit after like having some of those doubts.
I did. You know, I'd done a lot of research before doing the program. I was in Lasting Love Movement, so I could kind of get my toe, you know, dipped in the water, and I could see other ladies and their confidence and movement. And so I'm wondering, okay, well, I don't know if I'm brave or bold enough to do this. You know, I was kind of shy, a little bit introverted and insecure. And I'm like, I really hope that this works for me, but I'm not sure that it will, because there was this message in my head that's a lie, but that it said, you're broken. And that's just how your life is going to be. That's just the way that till the end, you're broken. And this is just how it's going to be. So you just need to deal with being broken in this world. And I came to that conclusion before I did the dance movement therapy. I just was kind of defeated, thinking, all right, well, this is my life because I don't know what else to do. So, you know, I'm going to be fully transparent out of sheer desperation. and then I was just like, I'm going to try this. And I have hope. And after I talked to you, like, I got this beautiful, positive vibe. And in my bones, I could just feel, I'm like, you know what? This is going to work. And I just rode the wave. I trusted the process. And there are days when you're going to feel like, oh no, I went backwards, or why am I, you know, feeding my old trauma pattern, and I was passive aggressive, or it's just part of the journey, because healing is not linear. So you're going to have moments where you're going to be frustrated because your old response will show up, but it's not going to stay that way. Just trust the process and keep moving. And then you will come on the other side with so much more healing.
Wow. Thank you for sharing that. Thank you for being transparent.
You're welcome.
Yeah. Is there anything else you'd like to say before we end the interview?
I just want to say thank you, Ori. Thank you for following your calling and for wanting to help women, because you're making a big difference in this world. So
thank you.
You are such a big blessing, and we can say thank you all day long, but you really, truly will have no idea just how much of an impact that you have on others. It's truly beautiful. And thank you for offering this and supporting me through my healing.
Oh my gosh. Thank you so much. I think I'm going to watch that part back over and over again when I really need it. Not that we're doing this for me, but that was so genuine. And thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you for your courage always and continuing doing this work and being willing and open to see and experience yourself on a completely different, deeper, freer level. And thank you for sharing your experience with others and hopefully helping them step into this work as well.
Absolutely. I'm so honored to do this, because if my story can help, I know it sounds cliche, but if my story can help just one woman, it's going to be so worth it to me. I will be happy to inspire them in that way.
I'm sure you will. Thank you so much, Kim.
You're welcome, Marie.